GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin signing a revised nuclear doctrine declaring any conventional attack on Russia by any nation supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country and could be met by nuclear retaliation. That pact follows President Biden's announcement giving Ukraine permission to fire U.S. missiles inside Russian territory, this week marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Three people killed in a New York City stabbing spree on Monday. ABC's Josh Einiger says a 51-year-old homeless man has been taken into custody.
Ramon Rivera said not a word as he shuffled down the station house steps, his blood-soaked clothes swapped out for a Tyvek suit, and his face expressionless, charged in what the DA's office calls a serial killing.
45 pro-democracy advocates have been sentenced to 4 to 10-year prison sentences in Hong Kong, part of Beijing's attempts at cracking down. This is ABC. Boeing's plans to lay off 17,000 people worldwide will include at least 2,500 people in the U.S., that from new federal filings the company started telling workers last week. The search stepping up for a Hawaii woman who vanished after landing at LAX.
31-year-old Hannah Kobayashi was last heard from on November 11th, according to her family, when she sent bizarre text messages about not feeling safe and that somebody was trying to take her identity. On November 8th, she was connecting through LAX, heading from Hawaii to New York when she left the airport, and her family says she disappeared into the streets of L.A. Her aunt is part of the effort to find her.
So unlike Hannah, she's very responsible.
The LAPD is investigating, but there are no signs of foul play. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
For some people, a California king just isn't big enough. Enter the so-called Alaska King mattress. 9 feet by 9 feet, usually custom made, can cost $5,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes. And just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a 5-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Dame.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made it decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with scattered showers this morning. It's also going to be kind of windy today with a high of 58 this afternoon. Tonight, 38. Tomorrow, some rain showers, then light snow showers with a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trebian will be here to talk about the holiday folk fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Man. Kind of a drizzle on the way to my walk to work this morning, but
it was it's a little damp out.
You were so nice to say you would have picked me up. That was
well. Sweet. I thought of that, and it was a little too late. Whoops!
I was here.
So whoops.
Anyway, yes, it's the weather is, but it's gonna be 60 today.
Good morning. It's Happy Tuesday.
It is.
Let's
awesome. All right. Yes.
Tuesday, November 19th.
We're back at it.
We're with the mayor.
Fun day.
I'm Nikki.
Yes.
Mino's still hunting.
Nikki Z, yes. Well, not today. I don't think they hunt when it rains. Or maybe they do.
Well, maybe it's not even raining up there. True. We did get proof of life yesterday. I talked to Mr. Mino. He's holding up.
Good.
No injuries reported. No status on the intake. No, he didn't tell me how much he weighs. He hasn't told me how much he's lost.
Well, then if he hasn't said anything about loss...
Right.
Then there's probably an increase.
Right. Well, who's...
Just saying.
I'm just saying, if you're at deer camp, you're not on the scale.
Right.
As one should be.
Well, and it's. I think what's good about that, like a lot of people, he just spends quality time with his brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's neat. There's grandpas and grandkids that go. And, I that's not going to be me because I don't hunt. But there's other stuff we're going to do with our grandkids. We've talked about it. And they're going to come and spend time with us without the parents. Same week every year, and we're gonna do
that
some
tradition,
cool stuff.
Build that in.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk to him about that next week when we're at Thanksgiving. We're gonna say, look, this is what your mother and I want to do. Starting in 4 years, I said to her this morning, I said, I want to get a calendar, like a 5-year calendar.
Love it.
You know what I mean? To really look out that far, and I want to have this done on that day. Like there's some stuff I want to sell. There's just. I want to put that on a calendar so I can look at that and say, wow, that's a year away.
There you go.
I think that would be cool, though, because I live my life month at a glance. Like, I've never had the daily calendar. It's always been a month at a glance. But when I was in office, I had the year at a glance because it goes so fast.
It does.
This convention is this week. This is that week. The parade's this week. Speaking
and boom,
of parades, we
got
to talk about it. Boom. Yeah. It's anyway.
Well, and as we learned yesterday, we were 37 days away from Christmas. That means today we're only 36 days.
Right. Big shout out.
What have you done?
Right. But big shout out. I just want to say, Todd, yesterday, you were playing a little Christmas music, and I got a call from one of our listeners, and he and his wife want to volunteer at the homeless shelter serving a meal on a weekend. And we need people. I was telling Nikki, we need people on weekends because, the weeks are good, but weekends are tough. I mean, people are busy and there's not just not a lot of weekends.
So you guys are looking for volunteers to serve the meal?
Cook it. Well, we like people to prepare it.
Oh, okay.
And it's fun. It's a really good team building exercise. So,
what all goes into that?
Date
night. Do you set the menu and tell, and you guys acquire all of the ingredients?
It depends. Some people just, they'll pay for it. It's about $250 to serve, 150 people. Some people will buy the food and come in. We have food. I mean, AFG is American Food Group sends us a a truck and not a semi. When everybody's like, oh my God, I get a semi. You know, what about, what you call it, a panel truck of beef and
ham
every month.
That is incredibly generous.
And we have a,
and again,
we have a great
probably
shop.
One of those organizations that do it with little to
yeah.
minimal oh, recognition.
I was there last night. Yeah, we can squeeze some pennies. And yeah, it was fun. And I talked to the chef last night and I told him, remember yesterday we had that, the lady from downtown Green Bay.
Yeah.
Jen.
And Jen talked about, besides all the stuff that's going on, because we had a meeting last night at the shelter with the residents, and I was saying, hey, look, you guys, Peace Tree Lighting and the Kris Kringle Market, and then you got to go to the parade. And, oh, yeah, that's cool. Because some of them, you know, didn't do that stuff.
I suppose not.
And I don't know why, but they just did. It's free, but now they're going to do it. Anyway, I was telling our chef, Ezra, about the Booyah Cook-Off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to sign a chef. It sounds like Jen said they're going to sign a chef to
but
us.
Didn't she say you could also choose your own?
And this guy's like, Booyah? He goes, I'm totally in. Soup's my thing.
There you go.
But I think he just kind of, you know, people say that. Farmer said, we're making casserole. Oh, casserole's my thing. But he did say that. He was very excited about it. I said, well, this isn't until April.
Your eyes lit up, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you must have a good Booyah recipe.
I do. I like making that, but he's a chef. I mean, this guy is a chef. And I think it's going to be fun to work the stand with residents from the shelter, you know, because it's all nonprofits, right? It's us, it's United Way, it's Red Cross, and
love it.
We're all going to make our own. That's what I got out of her conversation yesterday. And I think that's going to be fun. And we will, you know, we'll lean into the marketing side of it so we win the People's Choice Award. You know, I'll figure something out. I don't know
Look
if there's
this.
If there's
the
if there's rebates or I don't know how we're going to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
parking incentives downtown.
Right.
I
there you go.
Know.
There you go.
Hot button issue.
That's right. Anyway, speaking at kudos to Green Bay again. You see that? It's front page of the paper.
Saw that.
What do we have?
Best place to retire or something like that?
Well, it's a couple things, right? It's U.S. News and World Report, which is a very credible
publication. Yeah, that's no slouch.
No, that's good. All that stuff online is TikTok stuff. Those surveys are just done by like 3-4 people. This is the real deal. U.S. News and World Report picks Green Bay again as one of the best places to live and retire, like Todd said. So, number 12 out of all the cities. We have been number one. We've been number four. But we're number 12, which is great. Not better than, because we all love all the other cities, but a higher ranking than Milwaukee and Madison. Madison,
really?
Yeah, Madison usually scores pretty high. That's an awesome city. But, Green Bay, which is great.
How often do they do these surveys? Because it seems, though, Jim, like we've had two since you and I have started working here. We've only been doing this. Like, this is number
three. It's a biannual.
Do they do it, like, twice a year?
I don't think so. I don't. You know what?
Because I thought we were number one. Then I thought the next year we were number four. Mm-hmm. And then recently we were out of the top 10. And now we're at 12.
Yeah, that's true.
It just seems like, how many times did these come out?
And what were the conditions? I want to know, just almost like your Nielsen book, right?
Yep.
Like, I want to know the day, the date, the weather conditions, what direction the wind was coming from, the moon in retrograde.
Yeah, they look at crime statistics. What they really weigh, and it's skewed, right? It's not like 10 things and they're all equal 10%. You know, some things are worth more than others, as they should be. But they like our entertainment. Everybody's talking about the Packers. Well, the Packers are great, but, you know, they talked about the Meyer Theater, the Widener Center, the Resch Center.
That's so nice. That,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, those things didn't exist.
And such a variety.
Right.
Right? We're touching a lot of demographics with those venues.
Unemployment is 4%.
Low.
So that's not bad, right?
Was that the same one that came out that said it's the top 11, the 11th place you want to retire? I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? I heard that. I got the article in front of me in the paper. I don't.
That good or is that bad?
It says
like
it has
10 better places to retire.
Well, no, it has. Well, no, I think it's what you're getting at. So they have the 10 best places to retire. Do you realize that the top five are all in Pennsylvania?
Interesting.
It's Harrisburg, Reading, Lancaster, Scranton, and Allentown.
I'd go.
Pennsylvania is awesome. Allentown's a great city. Well, they all are. I mean,
Pennsylvania, you still get snow. You still get weather. Why are we retiring?
No.
So you don't have to work.
The 10 best places to live.
Thanks, Todd.
Why? Okay, the 10 best places to live. This is more. Is Naples, Naples, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's happening right now? So
he's actually reading the article.
Correct.
Right now.
This is where
show prep.
This is where Mino is normally just completely overpowering the conversation, you're getting caught up on your headlines.
I'll admit, I'm reading it now, but that's still
the
more,
reports
more...
from 2019, no. right? It's an old paper you found on the street on the way in this morning.
I got the paper every day. Well, I don't really get this, but no, I just want to say that even though I'm reading it now, that's still more show prep than mine.
Oh, 100%.
But what's interesting, Nikki, you talked about what goes into it, and you can read what goes into it, but they'll look at the median age. So what do you think it is? Like, most people are what age? It's not the average age.
Green Bay?
Well, I think it's the MSA, so it's pretty far-reaching. Yep. I mean, the MSA is Oconto and the MSA.
I'm going to say 40.
Very close.
For real?
Yeah, I would say what about would you 40. Say?
I was going 60-something.
That would not be good.
Chortle.
If that's... No, that would not be good because, you know, when I went to mayor school, if you're selling more adult diapers than baby diapers, you're in trouble.
I thought the question was, what was the median age in which you retire?
No, the median age
of the population.
We jumped from retirement to communities to age. No. So the median age in Green Bay, they call it quick stats regarding Green Bay, but I think it's broader than 100. Well, no, it's not. It's a city population, 111,000. That is the city.
I just want to read us the article.
Yeah, I just thought this is my show prep. So Green Bay, it's younger than that.
Is it really? So maybe
37.
Okay.
Which is very cool.
Oh. Yep.
Average, not average, median home price. Green Bay, not you rich people in Ledgeview.
I'm
We're talking
say
about the hood.
250.
I'm going to go 220.
180.
I don't believe that. Well, not anymore. I really don't.
Well, but there's is, so many the older.
Ink's not even dry here. I mean, it's 180.
It's misting out, Jim.
So we have in the city of Green Bay, 30,000 dwelling units. Okay. So one could argue there's.
Are these.
Or 30, a little more than that. 32.
2016 mayoral statistics.
No, but I'm just saying that. Well, even if it is higher than that, if it's 32,000, 36,000. Two people, three people per unit. So the average price per unit is 180. And you look at all those houses on, you know, I mean, come on, over on
Astor Park.
No, not our. I'm talking about, like, yesterday I was on Irwin. Those are nice houses, but they're small. They were built after World War II, and those are 180, a little less than that.
I would say that, but I think median price, I would still think it's in the 200s.
Yeah.
I don't see even, you know, a small house that's in relatively decent shape under 200, but.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you guys just a little bit more quiz on this stuff. But hey, but anyway, that median age, but get this. So our median age, like I told you, is 37. In Provo, Utah, that's happening. Utah's got it going on.
Yeah.
Salt Lake, all that, even Boise, all that stuff.
Well, that's Idaho.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that whole area.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I know. Portland, Boise,
Olympia. Yeah. I know the Pacific Northwest, and I know the I don't. Anyway, Provo, Utah, which is a happening community, really growing.
Mm-hmm.
Median age.
29.
No, I'm gonna say 40.
Oh, dude.
No.
24.
Oh. What?
that's pretty cool. I mean that's I don't know that.
Polygamy, man.
A ton of 24-year-olds out there. So anyway, the other thing they rate us on is our median income. And then we talk about your complaining about the temperature.
Here's what we're going to do.
Average high temperature.
Yeah.
Complete your temperature.
For us?
Yeah.
You guys? 75.
You think I didn't do show prep? Okay, what do you think?
TV timeout. Read the article. We'll be back.
59.
59? Yeah, that's it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santo. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are, what's the word, bragging, boasting, Green Bay. And we love Green Bay, Appleton, Oshawa. It's all great. This is a great place to live. But Green Bay was... again, one of the top places to live, I think 12. And
to retire.
Nope, to live.
Retire was 11. I do remember
that. Was 11. And the 11, so Pittsburgh was 10. Not dissimilar to Green Bay, right? I mean, it's a bigger city.
Bigger city.
College town. Yep. But, you know, kind of steel worker. Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
You know, that's like us, right? Yep. I mean, I think people want to live. I don't think, you know, I don't see a lot of... you know, Chicago's on here, although, wow.
That takes care of itself.
No, they do have New York City as number 6. But other than that, they're all pretty much, you know, York, Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Youngstown, Dayton.
Medium-sized cities.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's where people want to kind of chill. Right.
Small markets.
The average commute for Green Bay, another reason we scored high?
20 minutes.
16.
22. Yeah.
That's, again, I think it's bigger than just, no, it's not. It's Green Bay, 22. So east side to west side, yeah, that's. Tops.
And that's the one thing when I lived in Green Bay that always bothered me. It takes too long to get around the city.
You know,
but
I just want to say.
And it's all relative. If not you travel to a bigger city.
I don't know. Well, maybe. But for a size of this city, it's just, ugh.
Yeah.
Hated traffic. It. Hated traffic, it.
Like, I will say, far be it for me to brag. When I was mayor, the light synchronization was much better.
Yeah.
It was. But so, I had a guy do that. And he, in the city's
studies
defense.
Studies and. Timing, traffic flow patterns.
It's like $7,000 an intersection. We have 110 intersections, signal intersections in the city of Green Bay. When I had my party last week at the Northland, we talked about the mayor in 1924.
Right.
Ooh.
And he.
His name was?
But what I forgot his name, but he put in the first
stoplight.
Stoplight.
Oh. That's kind of cool trivia.
That was his thing. I wish we would have stopped then, but you know, now we have 110 of them.
Better than roundabouts.
Know, they talked about the guy, and I read about him. He...
maybe not.
Fourth grade education.
And you really? Too fourth, can that, become
it says right
mayor.
In there, fourth grade education. I said, and this was my joke with, you know, 100 people out in the crowd. Johnny was there. I said, you know, wow, fourth grade education. Not too... high of a bar back then for mayor, but we've kept that same bar for the city council.
Ooh,
okay, it got a good laugh. Donna's like, "Don't say that. That's not right. funny." So I looked right at her. I said, "See, they laughed."
Was the guy's name Wenzel Wiesner or something like that?
Nope.
Okay, this says 1921 to 1927. Wenzel Wiesner.
A name like that. He's got like a squirrely voice. My name is Wenzel Wiesner. Guy from Frozen. Great King Wenzel.
James McGillen was 27 to 29. Elmer Hall was through 1921, according to Wikipedia online. Let's see if there's a picture of you.
I looked up. I know. He was a young guy back then. Elmer, if you look up the city's website.
Okay.
And go to mayor's, they're going to have Elmer in at 1924. That's where I looked it up. I didn't go to Wikipedia. I went to...
Jim's got it bookmarked.
Yeah.
As he should.
He was county clerk for a while.
Yeah. But does it say fourth grade education? Can you believe somebody would... You know, you'd think his wife would...
So then because in the fifth grade, you go to mayor school?
That's mayoral. Yes, that's right.
That's that...
The University right. of...
Nah, we gotta go to all that stuff. Okay, well, there's a couple other things on the city of Green Bay. I just want to have you guys... the average commute... It does average high temperature 59. That seems
a little low.
I think that's low.
Maybe if they look at all those years, like what is it, 1848 or whatever, that they started keeping track or whatever. Yeah.
Average low temperature?
19.
I'm going to take the over on that.
Yeah. It is. It's the same as our median age.
Now you're speaking his language.
Yeah. Ooh.
But they talk about some cool stuff. Austin Strobel. They talk about, like I told you, the widener, and the Green Bay Rockers. You know that baseball team. That's cool.
Speaking of the Rockers,
it was a nice. If I read that
parade placement on Saturday, we are immediately prior to the Green Bay Rockers, and I have inside sources that say that the Green Bay Rockers are not only going to have their mascot, Rhodey, our two favorite mascots, Mino and the Mayor, will be in the parade, hopefully. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Asterisk. Pause.
Asterisk. Yep. Heard about it yesterday.
Live music right behind us.
Nice.
For the entire parade.
What's in front of us?
Yeah.
What number are we?
68.
Okay. There's what, 81? 83?
Not sure.
I don't have my packet in front of me. Super excited. Weather
That's
looks,
great.
Weather looks...
Hey, the weather's good.
I know.
It's going to be dry.
43, 44,
I'll
sunny.
Take it. 10 a.m.
That's good parade weather.
That's good parade weather.
Because you're kind of getting in the mood with the cooler temperature.
Right. So everybody's going to have their hats and gloves and jackets on.
Yeah.
You get your cute sweaters. Perfect.
And they have a couple of those vendors doing the hot chocolate. They'll sell some, not as much as they would, you know, if it was 20 degrees cooler, but still that's...
Don't check my drinking vessel on Saturday.
No, do not do that.
Nope.
No,
we won't do that. I will tell you to your face it is hot chocolate. And yeah.
Sure it will.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, it's Tuesday, November 19th.
It is.
Did you know that today is National Toilet Day?
What does that mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
It's a day to celebrate toilets, Jim.
It sure is. But did you know that?
Because you walk around, people look flush.
This is a UN-sanctioned holiday.
Why?
Because it is to inspire action to tackle global sanitation crisis.
All right.
Who's not doing the show prep now, Todd?
Okay, but I will say, I will say that they talk about the advancement of life. Everything, you know, everybody talks about the cars, the planes, electricity, all that stuff. Biggest advancement, indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing, absolutely.
That will rank very high. So anyway, it's good day. So congrats to Kohler, right?
Right. Yes.
Here's
profit,
one.
Profit I love sharing stuff. Through the roof.
Jim will like this one. Entrepreneurs Day.
I do. I saw that. Yep. And you know what, you guys? So let me just, this watch I'm wearing was a gift after I was the entrepreneur. I got the entrepreneur award in 1997. It was a long time ago. But I have my kids write a paper on an entrepreneur. And they're always like, oh, you know, Steve Jobs and Elon Musk.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
no,
dude,
no.
Right here in Green
exactly
Bay.
Exactly right.
Right here in Green Bay.
We're
Bob Bush, Bob Atwell.
Todd Michaels. I mean, come on. There's so
many.
Sage.
Sage.
Jim Schmidt.
Yeah. So many risk takers and innovators.
It's
hey,
great.
Guys.
John Mino.
Keep it here.
Sure.
We'll be right back. You're
Bankruptcy
listening to
Day.
Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You know, despite the fact there's fewer and fewer farms in Wisconsin every year, their economic impact on the state continues to grow. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. But the results of this survey also show that those farms are supplying fewer and fewer jobs. Across the state, Wisconsin has gone from having more than 64,000 farms of all different types to now less than 58,000. But the economic impact of agriculture in the state still huge. Steve Deller is one of the ag economists that just wrapped up a survey and released the numbers yesterday.
When we last did the analysis in 2017, Wisconsin agriculture contributed $104 billion to the state's economy. Today, it is $116 billion. It's up. But if you look at the other measures like employment and income, those numbers are all down. Wisconsin agriculture is facing a severe labor shortage, just like most other industries across the state and indeed across the country. And a lot of farms and food processors are addressing that labor shortage by adopting new technologies.
Steve Deller, one of the authors of the new report on the contribution of agriculture to Wisconsin's economy, he says the number of jobs that are generated by agriculture and the food industry declined more than 19% as of 2022.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the last of the cornfields are getting harvested across Wisconsin as Mother Nature allows. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows statewide 94% of the corn was already harvested, well ahead of our five-year average. 94% of our winter wheat crop has emerged. The condition of that winter wheat, 73% good to excellent. That is a 1 percentage point slip in the week. And fall tillage across the state, about 81% complete. That's a look at what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with scattered showers this morning. It's also going to be kind of windy today with a high of 58 this afternoon. Tonight, 38. Tomorrow, some rain showers, then light snow showers with a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on this, drizzling Tuesday, but great weather. 54 in Green Bay. It's going to get up to 60. 60.
It's in November.
55 in Appleton and 55 in Oshkosh. It's like close across the board. So anyway, we were talking about these great, how we honor things every day, toilet day, which is weird. But this Entrepreneur's Day is, like I said, it's something that my students write a paper about an entrepreneur. And it can be the guy that started a power washing company or the bagel store or just anything. It doesn't have to be these big deals. And I love the entrepreneur. I mean, it's
taking
awesome.
A risk. Maybe you're innovative, but it's all contributing to economic growth. Yeah. And
you're the guy. You're the gal.
Love it. Love it. Love it. It's also, have a bad day. Day.
Have a bad day. Day.
So lighthearted, playful, instead of, all right, yep, have a good day. You're supposed to wish them with a smile on your face. So it's a day laden in sarcasm, which I'm very proficient at.
So Boeing, see that?
No.
They laid off 2,500 people.
Have a bad day.
Have a bad day.
They're
day.
Having...
Kind of.
So, but Boeing's layoffs were not necessarily engineers. It was like interior design and like...
Like
whenever, a lot of
like
other
whenever the business layoff, yeah. Todd went to get coffee. I was going to tell him, I was an entrepreneur, had a company,
yes,
had employees. I had a policy that we didn't lay anybody off between November 1st and January 1st, because I didn't think that was. You go home Thanksgiving, what are you doing? Or Christmas, what are you doing? And I just thought that was a bad time. So people could take a deep breath.
Absolutely.
After November
1st. And to be reassured that.
Although there was one guy where I'm like, this isn't working. He goes, I think you didn't lay people off.
Oh.
And I'm like.
It was a challenge.
I said, well, in your case, I'm going to make an exception. He was an idiot.
Oops.
But.
Well, that didn't work. He's not coming to the party.
He is not
on the Christmas list either.
I have no idea what he's doing. No, I don't think he's.
He probably doesn't even know about Milton.
No,
or...
he doesn't know about my dog. He doesn't know anything about. No, I don't. And nothing. I don't really. He was. Anyway, we move on. But yes, it is have a bad day day. Todd, I was just saying, Todd went to get coffee. I want to tell you. So it's have a bad day day. And I said, Boeing must have got that memo. Because they laid off 2,500 people, but this is more of a sarcasm
preemptive.
Day, I guess. So I shouldn't have said that. But I was telling Nikki when you were getting coffee.
This day is sarcasm, and he's taking it to the literal.
This is true, though. It's a sarcasm day. But when I had my company, I had a policy that nobody got laid off between November 1st and January 1st.
Sure.
Because
it's not. Fun to go home at Thanksgiving and people, what are you doing now? Oh, just gotta
get, and, did John Mino work for you?
And John would never work for me. And then we then we had but I was telling Nikki, I said this one guy just wasn't working out. He was just nobody anyway. So I said to him, look, we gotta let you go. And he goes, whoa, I thought you didn't lay anybody off between November 1st and January 1st. And, in your case, I'm going to make an exception.
Wow.
I think that's a ballsy inquiry.
Wow.
I know for the employee.
Yes.
But he knew he was such a, hey, that was a bad hire. Anyway, have a bad day day is more sarcasm. So let's, this is a
Daniel Powder, all over that, right?
Yeah.
That song?
Yep.
Not even queued up from the soundtrack of the movie Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Is it really?
Oh, 100%. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that's because you don't have children between the ages of whatever.
Alvin and the Chipmunks is awesome. What does that have to do with that?
The cartoon?
I just like the song, that Christmas song.
Right. Yeah, the hula hoop.
Alvin!
Yes! Yeah.
You know what you do? I did this when I was little. So we had a record player that was 16, 33, 45, 78, right?
All right. So
You slow that puppy down, because it was a 33, so I slowed it down to 16, and it was his real voice.
Really?
Yeah. And what
that's cool. So I never knew that.
Yeah,
look
I did
at
that.
You. I have always been sort of in it.
I was devastated, obviously, when I figured that out. But yeah, and then and so now every Christmas on my radio show, I I open up the magic box and let everybody hear what they actually sound like.
I was going to wait till the 7 o'clock hour, but the timing on this is perfect. I designed your Christmas card. I did. I was driving around yesterday because I had to work last night, and I've got it. And look at Todd right now. The beard, the headphones, right behind him, WGBW 97.9 FM.
Right. Yep.
And it's a picture of you like you are right now, the microphone. Yep. And the on top of the card is, do you hear what I hear? Like, that's awesome. Ties
that
back.
That is really snappy.
I love it. So I'll take the picture. I'll make the cards
so
for you.
Mad
no,
no, no.
I'll make it. I'll make it for you at 20 of them, and then just send them all to.
He doesn't even know, much less like 20 people.
No, he does.
So what I'll do is I'll have Jesse create it. We'll make it kind of artistic, so it doesn't look exactly like me, but it's the it's the beard and.
Or we could do like a caricature.
Wait, I want to hear this. Wait, I want to hear this because you're in. That's good.
No, I'm thought really about it last night.
We're ripping off your ideas. What we're doing?
No, that's fine. So it's gonna be a caricature. You don't want your and you can. Maybe put your dog in the background, like the Trolla thing.
Yep.
You know, like he's looking into that thing like the dog did.
Yeah.
That would be a very cool Christmas card. And then people be like, and
that
then
is
just
a great idea.
And then, when you open it up, it's got one of those little recorders in it. Yes. And I can go,
Merry Christmas from the Todd Michaels family.
I love it.
No, just put a little. Don't do the brag letter. Just put a little like postcard size in there and say, look.
This was a very good year for me.
No, just,
we took a trip.
We jetted off to Hawaii. Nobody wants to hear that. No. My sister did that.
I don't post pictures on Facebook.
But I put a family update. You know, Anna, I just go through the kids real quick. Donna's doing
this. Employed.
Jim's still unemployed. So,
middle school. Yeah. Fine.
Anyway,
I have an ingrown toenail again this year. The doctor says the whole thing off.
When you read about that,
IBS has been killing me.
Yeah.
No Christmas cookies this year.
No. I'm on a new medication.
Yeah, right. No. Just
my ankles have swollen.
And then just
I'm retaining
one
some water.
Sentence and just look at maybe an accomplishment that's cool, and a new job or something, or somebody graduated.
I'm still working with Mino.
Right. I'm still stuck here in radio.
Log.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
19th of November.
I haven't had a decent coworker.
Day 534.
Scurvy has made its way into the studio.
Right. But hey,
that was 2 weeks ago.
So we're going to do, I want to pursue that card. I love it.
I
thought
about
that last night. I woke up this morning thinking, I waited until 7 o'clock hour, and then we were talking about Elvin, Chipmunks, and Christmas. And Todd looks, it's a pretty perfect picture right now.
It really is. Yeah. Now, as soon as we went into the break, I inquired about our beloved Milton, who I've never met. But
you met my dog?
No, because John scared Milton for everybody.
Yeah.
But you said Milton's a little stressed out these days.
He is.
What's going on?
Well, we're going to New York. Thanksgiving, see the kids and all that. And
when are you going, by the way? You know that yet?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay. So will you be here Tuesday? Just trying to plan the show. So you'll be...
Yeah, I believe Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
So
so you will be here
I'll
Tuesday.
Be here Tuesday till 9.
Noted.
So, I don't have Milton like certified to fly. And I talked to a lady and how do I get this done? And
you can get the paperwork.
I buy him a seat and everything. But anyway, he's not coming. So I need somebody to house sit and watch him. And I usually there's a couple of people that do that. But Thanksgiving, people go hunting or the grandma's coming over. They got to go to grandma's house, so they can't do it. So I got this lady who I work with at the community shelter who loves dogs. So it's the same lady with the driver's.
Sure.
I had her come over yesterday. I picked her up. I said, look, why don't you come over for an hour?
Did she get licensed yet?
No.
Still waiting?
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, 2:00. All right. This is good.
Anyway, we'll talk about that.
I
won't put any pressure on her. She shouldn't pass. She's a good driver. But she came over yesterday to spend some time with Milton. Not a connection.
No.
Oh, no. Nope. It wasn't a
love. No, I gave
connection.
Her the treats and went outside. So I don't know. And then last night.
Do you think she was nervous, though?
She's pretty chill. But anyway, last night, like 2:00 this morning, he's like walking around. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? So I think he's like... I don't want to read too much into it. We're overprotective parents. I'll admit that. But it seems like he's getting anxious about us leaving.
And
something's coming up. So
my dog was sick that entire week before we went on our trip.
So
to the point where we didn't speak about it, but I was thinking of bailing on that vacation because she was Yeah.
And I get it. Anyway, so she's coming over today again for a half hour, and I think after, you know, 2 or 3 days.
That's what I'm thinking. He'll warm up to it,
but he's... Anyway.
Well, keep us posted, because...
Otherwise, Jesse's always available. He's a nice boy, as your mom has said. We'll just send him over to stay with the dog, right?
But does he like dogs? I don't know if they would mix well with Rupert, though. He's got a dog.
Oh.
He's a little... Is he a schnauzery thing?
Not sure.
Yeah. Well, I can... No, we'll try this thing. All right. Okay, so let's finish the
All right,
days
last but
today.
Not least is Play Monopoly Day. Awesome. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I can see you probably were very passionate about the game of Monopoly. Yeah.
Get the utilities first.
Look at your eyes are lighting up now.
That's a long game, though.
Yes.
When you play
it's the game
the end,
that never ends.
But no, you've got a
Todd, were you ever the banker?
Play Monopoly Day. Play Monopoly Day is today.
Yep.
Was that your thing at home?
No. We didn't even own that game.
Oh. Oh.
It's okay. No, that's okay. Not the best game. We had trouble, right, with the Pop-O-Matic bubble, right? We had that. We had Battleship.
Battleship's a good one.
And?
But.
The precursor to any and all anxiety.
Trivia Pursuit.
Perfection.
I was just going to. We had Superfection, too.
Yeah.
What's that?
Each piece was two parts. You had to put the pieces together before you dropped them in.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you.
Out.
Wow.
Out.
But that Monopoly, we played that a lot.
I bet. Can you imagine?
That sounds like something in your family.
The Schmidt family Monopoly board.
Get the utilities
first. It's probably over at the Neville.
Probably changed Park all the Place. Street names. Schmidt Place.
Park right? Place. Oh, yeah. Park Place, man. Get that hotel on there. Cha-ching. Oh, yeah. We could bankrupt people.
Astor
which is
Park.
The goal of that game is to bankrupt people. It's really that they play. They make it nice with Monopoly. I tell my students have to know about Monopoly, Oligopoly, you know, and sometimes what's Monopoly? It's what, Mono and all that. But remember when you played Monopoly, one person,
no,
they get it all.
No, I bet your students did not.
Well, they know the game. I mean, people know Monopoly, but
how about,
anyway.
What was your...
Oligopoly?
What was your
icon,
piece?
Your little piece.
Oh, shoe, probably. I don't know.
Shoe?
Yeah. I
always like the race car.
Race car's good.
The guy on the horse, right?
Well, it was really a knight, right? Like a chess piece.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
What were the other things? Oh, the iron?
There was an
iron.
Yeah.
That didn't mean anything to me. I mean,
as a girl, probably should have leaned into the gender roles, and that should have been.
But you didn't, did you?
No, I sure didn't. Ha!
Anyway.
There would have been a garment steamer. I would have been all over that.
Great game. Okay. And then, hey, I
and
see
Scrabble.
Our,
and Scrabble, of course, is the, for me, Scrabble's the ultimate game.
Is it?
That's good. I like that game.
That's a good one. Scrabble's a good game. You got to think on that one. Yeah. And then people make up
double
words.
Double word score point.
So today, and when our guests come in, now Sean's in here from the STEAM concert in Marinette. Yep. He was here last year, too, that for kids from 1 to 92.
Well,
Chestnuts working on smoking or whatever, roasting.
Smoking.
Sorry.
Smoking chestnuts?
Those days are over.
No gummy
roasting.
Routine.
No, we're good.
For Jim.
But we're going to ask all our guests. Now, we have Alyssa coming in from Unity Hospice, which is like my favorite or one of my favorite organizations. And then Doug Darby and this Jacob Jensen. This turning the page thing is really about
recovery.
And what they've done. It's pretty cool guys. And
remarkable
of course,
story.
Kristen Lighty's coming in. She's a comedian. All of them, we're going to get before we get into the interview, we're going to ask them what they think about Todd's Christmas card.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we are. Do you hear what I hear?
It's really a good idea.
It is.
And I'm not doing Christmas cards.
What if we do a company one? What if we do an office one?
No.
What if we do an office one?
I'll pay for it. You go to that, what's it called? Like
Kinkles?
No. You buy it online. It starts with an S.
Shutterfly.
Yeah.
Snapfish.
Boom. Picture
Walgreens.
This.
Todd.
Okay, this is... No, this isn't Do You Hear What I Hear? This is chestnuts smoking. Roasting.
Smoking chestnuts.
Sorry, I'm off on that one. All right, Mino and the Mayor with Nikki Z. We'll be right back.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
And so I'm offering...
Jim, welcome back.
What do you do to your chestnuts? To smoke them?
1 to 92. This is for our next guest. This is honor of Sean. He's coming in to talk to us about this great event up in Marinette. We're going to get to that. But first, I want to just talk about what we talked about
smoking
yesterday.
Chestnuts?
No. I want to just... Okay. All the cool stuff that's coming on. And I really want people... And maybe I'm thinking, why do I think it's so important that people get into the Christmas spirit?
Maybe there was
a time in my life when I didn't, but I don't remember that. But I think that's what drives this.
I came away from yesterday's show thoroughly impressed by your Christmas spirit.
Oh, it's
you
there.
Truly are an ambassador of Christmas, but more so for what Christmas means to you and helping each other and bringing joy to each other in our community. And so if it's us helping out our friends that work at and support nonprofits or are on hard times, but then just good naturedness to our neighbors. And
conversely, if I could say, and I still want to be Mr. Spirit of the holidays and the reason for the season and all that, but
I just
want to say that if
there
there are things that you don't want to go to, don't go.
Right.
Just
every day, all day, anytime.
If there's family reunions or if there's something that you don't go, because it just
defend your own energy.
Just and be nice about it. But anyway, I just think this is a very special time of the year, and like people, your kids always ask you, do you believe in Santa Claus like that, Virginia? But
you believe in the magic of Christmas, don't you?
What makes people put up lights? What makes people do all this great stuff?
There is a beauty.
Yeah.
There is a beauty about it.
But I was reading something else. Well, there's the price of the money that people spend on Christmas. It's like,
I know. Well, and not I necessary. Told you yesterday that we are between Christmas trees, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to go buy that.
And so this sparked an entire household debate last night. My 14-year-old.
That's good. He's weighing in on that. That's good. But as long as they talk.
I can't say the word, but he is very upset. that I am considering getting rid of the old Christmas tree, which the old Christmas tree had been the family Christmas tree while my husband grew up. So this thing has had a good long artificial tree life.
That says something about him.
He hates change.
Right.
He sleeps on flannel sheets in the summer because he doesn't want,
So we have a room in our house with like, it's not gaudy, it's old wallpaper. It's like, big.
Which is coming back.
Well, yeah, I hope so. But we're like, you know what? It's nice, but it's like, it's been there a long time. And the kids said, this house, this room looks really old. And so we got somebody to redo it.
Yeah.
And the lady comes and just starts taking it off. They had a meltdown. What are you doing? And so we kept it. Isn't that weird? Because I think kids,
they might complain about change.
They might complain about change, but deep down they like tradition. They like they like that consistency, that security.
So yes.
Anyway, that's
there's a ton of comfort, and that's such a
Cool for a 14-year-old to say. Look, let's not get rid of that tree. It means he would never be as honest to say. That really means something to me. It's special to me. They just say, don't get rid of it. They don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
but he was like sassy about it. He was funny about it. Okay. He was. Then we were bartering. We were making. Yeah. How about I make you your favorite dinner for all time and blah, 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 blah.
As long as they're talking.
Yeah. He was in a very, very good mood last night. So that was nice because he had a basketball game. Again, oftentimes he's got two things going on after school. So 14 years old, you've already survived your school day and then two athletic things after. You're tapped out.
Yeah. My youngest daughter was not. When the other two kids went away to college, it was just her at the, and we always spent a lot of time talking around the dining room table. And she didn't talk. I said, Laura, look, things are different now. Your sisters are gone and you need to talk a little bit more. You don't talk around the house. She's a reader, but I said, I want a conversation every night at dinner. And I want you to start with who, what, where, when, or why, open-ended questions so we can get a conversation going. And she's like, okay. Why are you so annoying? I'm like, well,
it's a start.
It's a
start.
Thank
you.
It's a start. So anyways, great.
So
kid
I did. So
but
speaking
at 14 is a tough age. That's a tough age.
I'll still keep them.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because I've lost the receipt. But okay. No, I'm kidding. So I also was inspired by your conversation yesterday and our last guest and the Give a Kid a Book program.
Oh, yeah.
I've also been getting hounded by, requests from not only my mother, but my mother-in-law, very, sincere inquiries for our Christmas card lists.
Oh, yeah.
And so those items, I'm going to ask for premature gifts.
There you go.
Instead of the gift that you would purchase for me, can we please go to Barnes & Noble, and I'll make it an experience with them where we can go to Lion's Mouth or Barnes & Noble somewhere and buy some books.
They got new books at Webster Market, grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
You got a book bin. Yeah. So, yeah, you can go, and they're 50% off. I looked at some of them yesterday. Nothing really clicked, but that's a great thing.
Yeah, but even, again,
and to make it an experience, go out for coffee, buy a book, all that kind of stuff. All right, that's
so
cool.
I mean, I'm committed.
We're totally into the holiday spirit. All right, Sean Katzbeck is coming up. This guy is awesome. He is Mr. Mayor up there in Marinette.
You know what he didn't bring us?
He's the promoter.
He did not bring us Mickey's Barbecue, Mickey Lou's.
Mickey Lou's Barbecue.
We're going to stop there sometime. He'll tell you
stories about it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I want those stories, though.
No, that place is awesome.
Nope, probably not.
All right, we're going to be right back. And Sean's here. He's going to talk about a great event. There's so many good events. We talked about that yesterday a little bit, but this is an awesome one up in Marinette. Mino and the Mayor will be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.